With the federal election looming, the Prime Minister's trying to settle his team after two high-profile departures were announced over the weekend. Christopher Pyne and Steve Chobo will not contest the next federal election. It takes to five the number of serving ministers walking away from politics. While Christopher Pyne will remain as Defence Minister until the election, Steve Chobo has already quit the ministry. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says this is another sign of the, quote, division and chaos at the heart of the government.
This Liberal government, this Liberal National government, every day it's a new fight, it's a new split. There's a mass exodus, there's a rush to get out of the government. And when all of this is happening, you know that they're not concentrating on you, the Australian people.
That's Bill Shorten commenting on the latest high-profile departures from the front bench. Scott Morrison has immediately appointed Western Australian Senator Linda Reynolds to the Cabinet as Defence Industry Minister, and she's been groomed to take over as Defence Minister if the Coalition is re-elected in May. Linda Reynolds says her elevation was a surprise, but she's ready and she joins us in our Parliament House studios. Senator Reynolds, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Before we talk about your new job, Minister, you still retain responsibility, I think, for emergency management.
I do.
There are some two out of control bushfires threatening communities in Victoria's east. Can you give us a sense of what the latest is?
Well, Fran, as you know, we've had a devastating national disaster season, which is well and truly still underway. And the situation in Victoria is dire, but we've now got over 2,000 firefighters and several hundred appliances working to contain these fires. So we're not out of the woods yet, and we're closely monitoring the weather to see if there's going to be any wind shifts and the potential for rain a bit later on in the week. So the Prime Minister and I are both monitoring what is going on very carefully, and we stand ready to provide whatever support the Victorian government needs. But I would thank very much the New South Wales and South Australian governments, because they have provided strike teams, aerial water bombers and other support. So again, we're seeing the very best in our nation in the very worst of times.
Minister, let's go to your career and your elevation now to Defence Industry Minister. You enlisted in the Army Reserve when you were only 19. You were the first woman to reach the rank of Brigadier. How are those experiences going to shape how you tackle the defence industry's portfolio, and indeed the defence portfolio, if the Coalition's re-elected?
Well, Fran, I look at it as a 35-year apprenticeship to this position here today. And it's not just the fact that I've served in the Army Reserve and in full-time Army for a while, for 29 years. It's what that experience has done to shape me and how it has prepared me for this position. So I have, in this role, there's two very important things, I believe. One is understanding what equipment our defence forces need. And this government has invested over $200 billion into the complete upgrade and modernisation of our defence forces. So that's the first thing, is that with the time that I've spent, particularly for many years at Russell Offices, doing and particularly as the Adjutant General of Army, I really came to understand what was required to keep our men and women safe and secure. So I think that's important, having that experience. But also, I have worked for a number of years in defence industry, and I've worked as a West Australian Senator championing our defence industries, and I've worked very closely with the industry itself.
Some might suggest that being of the Army is not the best credential necessary for managing the Army, and certainly when it comes to defence industries and procurement, where the forces are sometimes criticised for excess and poor delivery. Will you be able to say no to the Chiefs?
Absolutely. And I think this is one of the important points.
Though, would you?
Well, absolutely I am. And this is one of the things that people don't realise, is that being an Army officer and being a member of the Army, as I said, it's not the fact that you've served for many years, it's what it makes you. And the Army values of courage, initiative, teamwork and respect are imbued in me as much as they are in every other person who has served our nation in uniform. So I understand both sides. I understand the Department of Defence, I understand its people, but I also understand defence industry. And Fran, defence industry here in Australia is not an abstract concept. It's 25,000 of our best and brightest people who this government has given responsibility to keep our people safe and secure, and to not only invent new equipment here, but also to manufacture it. So it is a very significant role, and I think my background has prepared me very well for it.
If re-elected, you would become the fifth Defence Minister for Australia in 6 years. Mm. That's a pretty chaotic record for such a critical ministry where strategic relationships are so important. How is this revolving door affecting Australia's long-term strategic planning?
Well, Fran, have a look at the results. Our defence forces are doing a remarkable job both here and overseas, and I've witnessed that again up in far north Queensland over the last few weeks, and they're doing, again, they're continuing to serve with great distinction overseas. But really having a look at this government has delivered. We are the first government, in history, that has invested and backed our own industry here in Australia. So we've had Christopher Pyne, Maurice Payne in particular, have been outstanding ministers for defence. And I very much look forward to working with Christopher Pyne, who I've known for many, many years. But Fran, don't forget, in terms of not only putting myself into this role as continuity, I'm also joining two other outstanding ministers in the defence portfolio, Darren Chester, and my friend and colleague, David Fawcett, Senator Fawcett. So it is a very strong team, and it is continuing to deliver on all fronts for the defence of our nation.
You're listening to RM Breakfast. Our guest is Senator Linda Reynolds. She is Australia's new Defence Industries Minister. You've been elevated into Cabinet because five members of that team have now announced their retirement. Other senior people like Julie Bishop are leaving. Perception counts for a lot in politics. How do you counter the perception that some in the government have just given up and are leaving because this election is unwinnable?
Well, Fran, you and I have been around politics for a very long time. And yes, there is an election on the very near horizon, but this is always the time that my colleagues and politicians have always reflected on their time in politics. And yes, we have got some.
These people are pretty young, though. Steve Chobo's only 44. Christopher Pyne, he's been there a long time. He's only 51.
But Fran, they're leaving on the on their own terms and at the time of their choosing. And there are many Labor members as well who have also announced their retirement. You know, Gay Brotman, Jenny Macklin, Kate Ellis, Wayne Swan, Michael Danby, Doug Cameron, Kim Carr, Jacinta Collins, and most of those have been on the Labor front bench, and it is a positive thing, Fran. It is a positive thing that the Parliament is renewing itself on all sides. So rather than being anything to be critical of, I think renewal in our Parliament is, it happens every election, and it's a healthy thing.
So it's a healthy thing for Christopher Pyne and Julie Bishop to be leaving?
Well, they're leaving on the terms of their own choice and at the time of their choice. And I'd say about Julie Bishop, we owe her, as a nation, we owe her a great debt of gratitude. She has been an outstanding member for Curtin and an outstanding minister. And she was, I think, one of the finest, if not the finest, foreign minister that our nation has had. So rather than being critical of MPs when they decide it's time for them to leave and for someone new to take the reins, we should be saying thank you. Thank you for your service to our nation in the Parliament. And that goes for my Labor colleagues who have, I've enjoyed very much, Gay Brotman, Claire Moore in particular, working with, and I wish them well for their future because they have, made an outstanding contribution to Australia in the Parliament.
Julia Bishop has given an interview over the weekend saying that she was confident she was the best bet to beat Bill Shorten. She could have beaten Bill Shorten. She also revealed she was told she had at least 28 votes going into the leadership ballot, many more than Scott Morrison, but that all peeled away, as we now know. Did you tell Julia Bishop you'd vote for her?
Fran, I've now just been appointed to a very important role on behalf of the Australian Defence Force, and I'm also spending my days absolutely focused on what is unfolding in far north Queensland. We've had floods, we've now got fires, we've had hailstorm, and I think the last thing the people that I'm now working with to help through the recovery process, and our men in uniform, the last thing they want their minister talking about is herself and other colleagues. So I'll leave that to you and other commentators, Fran.
Okay. Well, I think one thing that people listening and people who will be voting in May are interested in when it comes to the coalition is the female representation within the coalition. There are now seven women in Cabinet, a record for any government. But it's fair to say that it's not all what it seems, is it? I mean, Kelly O'Dwyer, for instance, one of them, is leaving politics. Your Western Australian colleagues, Melissa Price and Michaela Cash, are extremely low profile at the moment. Quality matters, not just numbers, isn't it? Isn't that
Fran,
your position?
Fran, I'm very surprised that you make that observation because each and every one of my female colleagues in the cabinet are outstanding women. They are women
of great... Melissa Price is being criticised a lot for not being very visible in her environment portfolio at the time when the environment is a major issue of discussion at the moment politically.
Fran, again, I'm very surprised you make that observation.
Why?
Because these are women. Melissa Price I have known for many years and she is working incredibly hard in the environment portfolio and I think she's doing a great job. Just because some of my female colleagues might not be courting as much media attention as some would like, it in no way detracts from their ability and their capabilities.
I'm not talking
all
about courting. I mean, we have invited the Environment Minister onto the program several times. We talk about the environment a lot on this program, as you'd be aware, I'm sure. It does seem as though the Minister isn't fronting up.
Look, Fran, that's political commentary I'll leave to you. What I would say, though, is that it would be great for people to have a look at all of these wonderful women, and it's not just the seven women in Cabinet. Have a look at the candidates we've pre-selected right around this country. What your listeners might not know is that we've now got the strongest female Senate candidate team in history. We've got women, including myself, leading the Senate ticket now in three states. So we have got some incredibly diverse and wonderfully, you know, candidates, everything from, you know, the wonderful Jacinta Price up in the Northern Territory to Kate Ashmore in McNamara to Mina Zaki here in Canberra and also now the wonderful Katie Allen. And Fran, you'll note with that, you know, the lineup of 20 new candidates under Scott Morrison is they are not all cookie cutter women from, you know, the trade union movement. They are women of great talent, substance and diversity. So I am very proud to stand with all of these women and all of our male candidates.
Minister, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Fran.
Linda Reynolds is the new Cabinet Minister, the new Minister for Defence Industry and Emergency Management. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 13 to 8.